Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a radio show featuring songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew. Welcome, everyone, to another live, action-packed, fun-filled, adventurous episode of Minnesota Homebrew Live. I'm your host, Carl Enbihan, from the studios of Pioneer 90.1. And tonight, do we ever have a special treat for you. We're featuring the new CD titled Happy Accident by the group Breakaway. And Breakaway is comprised of Jake Hagedorn and Doug Milloway, all songs written by those two gentlemen. And we're going to be interspersing... that's the word of the night. The interview that I had with them this week throughout the 2 hours. So we really hope you enjoy it. We're going to start the show up with the first song on the CD. It's titled Queen of England by Breakaway.
Colors. She is mean as the day is long. tell me is how I am wrong. Oh, how I'm wrong.
Well, that's getting the show off with a bang. That's Breakaway, and they are, well, they have stage monikers, Virgil Trucker and Jake Breaking. Together, they form Breakaway, and they write and record a wide range of materials spanning bluegrass to bossa nova to alternative folk and rock. They recently released that CD, Happy Accident. We're going to put the link onto it where you can find it and buy it on iTunes. Download it. Who's buying CDs anymore? Just download that music. And they have a previous CD, which I don't have a copy of, but I have a feeling I have all of the music. It's that one was titled Big Surprise. Breakaway. Well, the second, that song, of course, Happy Queen of England, definitely written by somebody who doesn't like to have rules and chains put on them. Nice metaphor there, the Queen of England. Well, up next is song number two on the CD. It's titled Lessons in Love. I like this. It's kind of a bossa nova beat. See what you think of it. We'll be back to talk about it and other things. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Been that way. Someday I may pay attention.
Well, now that's a big man who could admit that he could use a few tips on how to be a better mate to his significant other. And, yeah, little different sentiment from the first song, but that's the beauty of this CD. It's very eclectic, not only musically. We went from a rocker to bossa nova. There's ballads on here, but also thematically very, very eclectic. So, Lessons in Love by Breakaway. Well, I had a chance to visit with Jake and Doug this week, and I've broken that interview up into four parts, and we're going to play the first part right now. Again, Virgil Trucker, Jake Breaking, whose real names are Doug Milloway and Jake Hagedorn. Having fun tonight here on Minnesota Homebrew. And we certainly trust that you are too. Every Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. here on Pioneer 90.1 and replayed on our digital channel called Northern Air. And that can be found on radionorthland.org or find Pioneer 90.1 on tunein.com and you can find that digital channel. Here's Jake and Virgil. Well, today we're talking with the members of Breakaway, Jake Hagedorn and Doug Milloway, and you guys have a new CD out. Is this CD number one?
Nope, number two.
Number two, okay. And it's titled Happy Accident. And why don't you tell me a little bit about how this whole project got started?
Well, I guess I'll start, and I'll just say that, you know, basically what happened was we started out several years ago. Jake came into the studio to record his solo CD. We got that completed, and we were having so much fun, we just decided to keep going. And then we recorded the first CD, which called Big Surprise, did a CD release, and just kept on rolling. Now, feel free, Jake, to add anything that you want to put in there, too.
Okay.
Yes. But anyway, essentially, Jake and I have been working together, I suppose we're at about 2.5 years now, right, Jake?
I don't know. I guess about that, maybe three, something like that.
Yeah, it's been a while. And so, anyway, what the impetus behind this CD was when we had completed the other one, I always have a number of CDs, songs kind of out, or song ideas. And then what really works nicely is that Jake and I kind of communicate pretty well in terms of taking the basic idea that I have, and he just takes it and runs with it and makes it a much better song in the end. That's, I think, been the real key for us in terms of being collaborative writers.
Yeah, that's great. Now, are either of you, you're both down there in the St. Cloud area, obviously. Are you from that area originally?
No, neither one of us are. I'm originally from the Alexandria area, the little town of Brandon, and I just ended up in the St. Cloud area about 14, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm actually not even from Minnesota. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, and about when I was 33, got married, moved up to Fargo, and kind of migrated south on over the years and ended up down here in the St. Cloud area. So it's been here about 16 years now.
Cool. I was listening to your CD throughout the week, and the CD begins with a song titled Queen of England, a metaphor for a lady who is trying to rule your life. Who did most of the writing on this song?
That, incidentally, is one that was co-written again by another St. Cloud individual, at least the lyrics were, and that was with Gabe Noska. So all three of us had a little bit of input on that particular song. You know, I started out that Gabe and I kind of jammed one afternoon, and the basic idea for the song was put together, and I did the most of the music on that one. Then Jake came in and really cleaned up the lyrics, because the lyrics were a little bit, they needed help. So he did a nice job with that one.
This song is a good example of how Doug's songs tend to get a little long-winded, and a lot of the time what I have to do is mostly just trim back and streamline things. So, but yeah, that song, it was awfully long, our first version, so we've had to cut it way back, and, you know, it's just more effective that way within the context of the album.
That song almost did make it on the CD. We cut it a couple times and put it back in, and it just kind of kept going back and forth.
Yeah, that must be a mind-blowing experience to figure out what order the songs go on a CD. I know as a singer-songwriter, I've never done a CD, and I think I lay awake at night wondering which song would go first, second, third. I don't know if there's a formula for it. How'd you put it together?
Well, yeah, I'm always constantly listening to our project in the process, and while I'm driving around delivering mail, which is what I do for a living, I tend to have the latest version just rolling all the time. So, yeah, I'm always thinking in context of the flow of the entire, you know, album as a unit, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, things come to you when you're least expecting it. And, yeah.
I would tell you that Jake is really the mastermind when it comes to organizing the structure of the CD, because, to be honest with you, that's not part of the job that I enjoy, but he really does a nice job with taking a look at the flow, like you mentioned, and it just it comes together. So when it comes to certain production things that we do, we kind of have figured out that we have our strengths, and certainly that is his strength. He knows how to put those songs together in a way that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. It flowed so well. I really enjoyed all of the songs. As I was listening, there's one of you two must be a child of the 60s, and I know it's you, Doug, because I think there's a little age difference between you two.
You think?
Yeah. Vindictive. It sounds so 60-ish to me with the jangling guitars and the minor chords and the hand clapping and the drum, the snare drum alternating between a single and a double beat. It's brilliant.
Well, and you know, that's really kind of interesting that you should say that, because I think more of that comes to Jake than you might imagine. he's really good at those production tips.
Well, maybe he was weaned on Beatles music.
Well, actually, yeah, I am in a Beatles tribute as well. So, yeah, there is definitely a lot of Beatles influence in my music. Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the first part of the interview. We'll be returning to that later in the show. Right now, we're going to break away from Breakaway and play a tune by Barb Ryman. And this song is titled Unicorns and Castles. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
With life as a little girl, I looked at it from twirls and swirls, somersaults and big cartwheels in my festival of magic. I envisioned kings and queens, princesses and dragon seas, sandbox kingdoms full with scenes of unicorns and castles. Thank you. faded lips turned down in solemn contemplation about the life that I could make within the rules of church and state, within the limits that were placed on fairies long forgotten. Unicorns and castles, and everything my childhood grew in sandbox kingdoms, it was true. Now I know I always knew, I only had forgotten.
Barb Ryman here on Minnesota Homebrew, where we play only original tunes by Minnesota singer-songwriters. Well, we're back to Breakaway's CD that we're featuring tonight. It's titled Happy Accident, and we're going to learn a little later why they chose that title. It's actually one of the songs, and we'll talk about that song. It's all about serendipity. Anyway, up next, we're going a little darker on this tune. It's titled Patiently, and we're going to talk about the chorus afterward. It's a great chorus. Here's Jake and Doug with Patiently. You're listening to MHB.
Friends.
Say, a song ain't a good song unless it has a good melody, and that has a great melody, and yet it is a little on the dark side. That chorus, love it, some surprises in it, and you know, from a songwriting point of view, surprises are very, very important. Well, I bit off more than I can chew, my blood, it all flows blue, what am I to do, my eyes are bigger than my heart. That's a great line. Cannot complete what I start. And what a voice. I know I told you that in the interview, Jake, but you got a great voice. And Doug is playing most of the lead guitar in these songs, and they're adding all kinds of other instruments. We'll hear more about that coming up. But he'd like to remind you that if you are a songwriter and you have a strong connection to Minnesota, that means you're either from Minnesota or you live in Minnesota or you went to college in Minnesota maybe. You can send your music in, and we will play it. And the caveat to that is it has to be radio friendly, let's say. You know what I mean. And because our motto is you send it, and we'll play it. And we play everything from songs recorded in big, big professional studios down to songs recorded in someone's bathroom, where there's great reverb, by the way. So please send it. You can send MP3s to MinnesotaHomebrew@gmail.com, or you can send a CD to Northland College, Attention Homebrew Radio, 1101 Highway 1 East, Thief River Falls, Minnesota 56701. I'll say that again. Northland College, Attention Homebrew Radio, 1101 Highway 1 East, Thief River Falls, Minnesota 56701, or email MP3s to MinnesotaHomebrew@gmail.com. Well, let's see what's up next on the Happy Accident CD. Oh my gosh, it's the song Happy Accident. And we'll learn a little later what this is about, but here's Doug and Jake with Happy Accident.
Been thinking about all the people that are in the world. Is it fate or luck that helps us find a one true girl or guy, whatever works for you? So many roads, so many sharp turns, been driving through. I can't believe bleeding in that field with you. Oh, were you thrown from your car too? There's voodoo and there's magic and tales so tragic. There's people all together, people with the baggage. There's pain in the sour life, but let the bar. There's no time to wallow, cause there's always tomorrow. Who can say where I was going? Didn't see the road disappear. That brought you near. Well, I've been wondering. looking back at me. My life flashed before my eyes. Remember when you were a kid and had a dream of what your love might be, then minus the blood, of course, believe. There's magic and tales so tragic. There's people all together, people with the baggage. There's pain and the sour life are led to buy. There's no time to wallow, cause there's always tomorrow. Who can say where I was going? Didn't see the road disappear. Now I'm so grateful for the happy accident that brought you near. All explain what brought on the need to put us side to side. They thought together we look fine. Can you make out what the doctor said? 47 stitches may be needed in my head. I hope not where the sun don't shine. Magic and tales so tragic. There's people all together, people with the baggage. There's pain in the sorrow, life will let the bar. There's no time to wallow, cause there's always tomorrow. Ooh, I can't say where I was going. Didn't see the road disappear. Now I'm so grateful for the happy accident that brought you near. The accident. And there's magic and tales so tragic. There's people all together, people with the baggage. There's pain in the sour life, but let the fire. There's no time to wallow, cause there's always tomorrow. There's voodoo and there's magic and tales so tragic. There's people all together, people with the baggage. There's pain in the sour life, but let the fire. There's no time to wallow, cause there's always tomorrow. There's voodoo and there's magic and tales so tragic. There's people all together, people with the baggage. There's pain in the sour life, but let the fire. There's no time to wallow, cause there's always tomorrow.
Yes, yes, indeed. Good can come from any bad. And even when you crash your car and wake up in a hospital bed next to a very special person, it's a good thing. Well, the next song, number 5 on the Happy Accident CD, is titled Crying in the Rain. And pretty song, extremely pretty song. We got another CD this week from the Rivertown Rats, and want to let you know we'll play something from that off of, not next week's, but the following show, because next week's show, yes, is our Christmas show here on Minnesota Homebrew, and we have old and new Christmas songs, but they're all originals by Minnesota artists. So mark that on your calendar. 7 o'clock p.m. next Thursday night, Christmas night. You're listening to Homebrew.
Jenny has stories better left untold. Little white lies that nobody knows. Jenny only shows us what she wants to show, but time may tell the truth. No one seems to understand her ways. Captivated all the thoughts throughout the days. Jenny his troubled soul feels no pain. It's hard to tell she's sad, crying in the rain, crying in the rain, the way it needs to be. There are things she fears inside we will never see. What she tells us in the day may not be true. We perceive a happy girl, no, she ain't blue. Jenny shows us what she wants us to see, but time may bring reality. The anger and fear built up through the years can't be put aside by shedding of tears. Jenny's troubled soul feels no pain. It's hard to tell she's sad, crying in the rain, crying in the rain. Covers all the lines, thank God for all the tears come falling from the sky. In the dark, looking for hope. Will she fall or grab the rope? Pressing on day to day with nothing but pride. If she would only ask, she could find a guide. Jenny's troubled soul feels no pain. It's hard to tell she's sad, crying in the rain, crying in the rain. Way it needs to be. There are things she fears inside we will never see. Crying in the rain covers all the lies. Thank God for all the tears come falling from the sky. Jenny has stories better left untold. Little white lies that nobody knows.
I like that song. I like those eerie guitars in there. Aren't those nice? Crying in the Rain by Breakaway. And we've posted on our Facebook page, Minnesota Homebrew Music Show, a link to iTunes where you can download one song, two songs, or the entire CD by Breakaway. And it's titled, of course, Happy Accident. Well, we're going to get back to the interview with Doug and Jake here that we conducted this week and find out what they have to say. Yeah, now, of course, Breakaway is comprised just of you two, but there's a plethora of studio musicians.
Go ahead, Jake.
Okay, well, we had a couple guests. About half the tracks ended up with live drums from John Schulte, a friend of ours, who's in a band called Gibby Hibbies. And then another female singer-songwriter that was recording at Doug's place, Lisa DiGiuseppe, she did some backing vocals on Vindictive as well. Mm-hmm. But actually, that's pretty much, well, just about all we had for guest artists. I think there were some other drum tracks that were purchased by Doug that we kind of based the song around. It was kind of an interesting approach. But yeah, that was pretty much it. Otherwise, it's all us playing every instrument.
So who plays what instruments on the CD?
Well, I do most of the rhythm guitars and the bass, and then Doug takes care of the leads. I think I had one lead in this album. The rest are all Doug. And it's pretty easy to tell who's who. So,
the guitars that we play on that CD, I think we've got tenor guitars. We've got ukulele, the 8-string ukulele. obviously, I think Jake plays a fretless bass, and I think you might have even played a little bit of the uke bass on there, didn't you, Jake?
I'm not sure we had the uke bass yet, but I there was fretless bass, there was some regular bass, and a little bit of bass 6, I think, too.
Okay.
So, yeah, a bunch of stuff there. We're always experimenting with new instruments and new things. So you never know what'll make it.
Right. And then, you know, the different types of guitars, the 12-string, the electric six string, the regular acoustic six strings, and there's probably, I would say there's probably about 8 or 9 different guitars on that CD.
Wow.
And do you which song would you say on the CD was the longest to record?
Boy, the longest, I think that probably, would you say Time is a Bandit?
Yeah, we went through a couple versions of that, and there's so many layers to that, and we went through so many versions. Yeah, it's a great song. It just, it took a long time.
I'm looking at the lyrics right now. That's, I believe that's the last song in the CD, right? Help me out there.
Yep.
Yeah, so melodic. Yep. And I've always stressed as a songwriter that a song ain't a song without a good melody. And every song on this CD has exactly that. Are you able to perform all of these songs when you go out as a two-piece?
We actually perform most of those already, either as Breakaway and now as part of our new group, which is called Broken Fiddle. But there are a few that are a little hard to replicate in the exact form of the CD, such as, you know, Queen of England, because of the slide lap steel guitar on there and distorted and so forth, which doesn't sound real good in the acoustic setup, obviously. So there are a couple that we don't play in the same way, but we've at least, I think we've played them all in one format or another, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. Yep.
More unplugged in some cases.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is now, right. You mentioned Broken Fiddle. Is that an expanded version of Breakaway?
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's just, we added Chris and Angie Crandall. They had a two-piece called Second Fiddle, and we kind of decided to kind of split our project between an Americana acoustic approach with them and then kind of keep Breakaway more as a production and more electric rock and roll kind of thing. So this album is a little heavier than we initially planned. We kind of saved some songs for Broken Fiddle for the next project.
Oh, that's cool. So, And you, I know you guys perform regularly because I follow you on my Facebook page, or on Facebook, I should say. Where are you, for instance, this weekend?
We're actually at the Underground Music Cafe down in Falcon Heights, down in the cities. It'll be our first gig as Broken Fiddle down there. So it's our first show, and that's going to be at, as I said, Underground Music Cafe at about 7 o'clock. And we're really looking forward to getting some people, some of our friends from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, to come out and maybe take a listen. It'll be a lot of fun.
You said those magic letters.
That's December 20th.
I know you're both members. I know I am myself, and the owner of the Underground Music Cafe, Tim Cheesebrough, is a member as well. I have yet to grace that space, but look forward to, I'm going to be down in the cities last week of January, and I'm going to stop and see what the Underground Music Cafe is all about, UMC. Well, it's the second part of our interview. We have part 3 and part 4 coming up the second hour, and I apologize for that little glitch. Sometimes during, in between songs and while things are playing, I'm searching for information on the net, and I hate websites that have music when you bring them up. Just hate them. Anyway, we certainly could appreciate all of what goes into the recording of those songs for any artist, especially for Breakaway. All the instruments that are used on there, these guys are working all the time in the studio. It's just amazing. It truly, truly is.
Here's an act never heard before on MHB. From Northland Community and Technical College, this is Pioneer 90.1, KSRQ, Thief River Falls, East Grand Forks, Grand Forks.
Yes, we have a new act. We got a CD, a couple CDs by this group called Dancing Light. They are out of Walker, Minnesota area. And Greg Webb and Kiki Carter Webb, sounds like they are connected legally as well as by the heart. And they play soulful acoustic music with a cosmic perspective. And here's a title song to one of the CDs. I'm a sucker for great titles. It's called Rice Cakes from the Moon. Dancing Light.
Thank you. flies hover over moonflowers. Raspberries wait for eight-year-old hands. Sun through the clouds lights green paper lanterns. Come to the harvest with me. Cone flowers crisscross, zigzagging skyward. Bumbling bees buzz busily by. Mama tomato flaunting her fruit. Come to the harvest with me. Rabbits making rice cakes on the moon. Rice cakes on the moon. Rabbits making rice cakes on the moon. Rabbits making rice cakes on the moon. Basil is leafing. Oregano creeping, rosemary keeping time with the sage, lavender swaying, butterflies playing. Come to the harvest with me. Rabbits making rice cakes on the moon. Rabbits making rice cakes on the moon. Rabbits making rice cakes on the moon. On the moon. Rabbits making rice cakes on the moon.
Dancing Light. Nice song, nice sound. Well, up next we return to song number 6 on Happy Accident, the new CD by Breakaway, and you can go to our Minnesota Homebrew Facebook page and find the link to iTunes. This song is interesting. It talks about how losing someone can turn you into something almost invalid, something worn out. It's titled Something Old and Blue.
Light another room. shining and I don't see you dancing. Beat, come back around. Oh, and I can hear you laughing, ear pressed to the ground. To forget, just another day gone by. But today is just a day, and tomorrow is just a game. And I-